You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This is my destiny. Fighting for what I believe in, that's my legacy.
Retzka's delivery is brilliant, and the finish.
Put down the work, pick up the mic, and ever since I've been grinding hard, putting in overtime.
To accelerate away from Nkunku, and it's got to be, yes, Adeyemi. Karim Adeyemi applies the finishing touch. Musiala, distinctive running style. Musiala, is he going to score? In it goes. Jamal Musiala, he's done it again for Bayern. Game after game, week after week.
His first goal in German football, and the aiming shot is absolutely stunning. My goodness, what a special goal, Adeyemi.
This is my destiny, fighting for what I believe in, that's my legacy.
Here's a look at the notable Bundesliga fixtures coming up this weekend, all available on ESPN+. First place, Bayer Leverkusen will take on Hoffenheim, sitting in eighth place Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You've also got fifth place RB Leipzig, who are pushing for a top four finish. They're going to take on Mainz, also Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And this is a big match, Bayern Munich against Dortmund on ESPN at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Dortmund sitting in that fourth place spot. Can they hold on to it or even edge ahead in the standings, while Bayern Munich trying to chase this Leverkusen side that just refused to drop points, as they are 10 points clear in first place of the Bundesliga standings. Joining us now to chat more about the Bundesliga is our good friend Rafa Honigstein. Rafa, thanks for taking the time to join us today. Let's start with that Bayern-Dortmund match. What are your expectations for this one going into it?
Well, this is always a big game, and of course Dortmund not quite the biggest challengers to neither Bayern nor Leverkusen this season. They have to fight for top four spot, so not a duel of equals in this moment in time. But Dortmund have shown last year when they got a draw at home that they can cause troubles to this Bayern side. Having said that, Bayern have a lot of positive momentum going into this game. Things have quietened down in Munich after the recent wins. Lots of goals being scored, whereas Dortmund still have all the problems that Bayern had, just with perhaps less exposure. Real questions about the future of Edin Terzic. Real questions about how the team has been put together. Real question of where they are in terms of their own aspirations. Why are they so far behind? So everything that we talked about Bayern applies to Dortmund, and perhaps even more so, because missing out on the top four is a real sporting disaster for a team that needs that money to keep growing, to keep their best players, to keep improving. And Terzic needs to show in this game and in the Champions League games against Atletico that he is still the right manager. A lot of people in Dortmund already saying it doesn't matter what happens to the end of the season. Dortmund need to make a change if they want to get ahead. That's how precarious the situation is for him and by extension for the whole club.
Rafa, this game is going to be incredible. I think it's going to be much tighter than it was the first edition when it was 4-0 and Harry Kane has a hat trick. But do you anticipate Dortmund making the top four given this gauntlet they have at Bayern, home to Stuttgart, at Atletico Madrid, away at Mönchengladbach, home to Atletico Madrid, home to Leverkusen, and away at RB Leipzig? That is the next run of matches for this Dortmund side. Do they have enough depth to get through that and come out all right on the other side?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, the best thing going for them, really, I think, is that Leipzig themselves are a bit inconsistent. They're chief challengers. But that doesn't, you know, breed a lot of confidence when the best you can say is, well, the guy behind us, they're probably not as good either. And you're right. Depth is a problem. Sabitzer couldn't play for the Austrian national team against Turkey with an issue. Is he going to be back for the Bayern game? Would be a big game for him. In midfield without him, I think they really struggle because he brings a bit of stability and a bit of balance to what is a pretty average midfield for a team that wants to challenge for the top. Emre Can and Salih Özcan, decent players, but do they have the quality of the likes of Bellingham or players that we've seen there before? Probably not. And that's where they really suffer. But you're right. The reason why there's so much talk about Terzic and the pressure is because the next few weeks, I think, will decide whether Dortmund will give them another chance, another season, or they will pull the trigger and say, look, thank you very much. You've done a lot of great things here, but we need to find somebody that is really taking the maximum out of this team, because looking at the table, you certainly aren't.
Rafa, my question is a little bit more general, pulling back the scope on this rivalry, Der Klassiker, that's how it's been kind of branded. German football has really wanted their El Clásico with two big teams. It feels like it reached the height under Henkes versus Klopp. We got to a Champions League final. We saw it in its best moment. But since, it seems like there's not really too much of a matchup, because Bayern in the biggest moments has come up clutch, or Dortmund has really dwindled right up to the occasion. How do Germans rate the German Clásico?
Yeah, it's a really excellent question. There was always an element of marketing and hype about this. There was a time, as you said, when Heinkes was there, when Klopp was there, when Guardiola was there, where it really felt bigger than the two big clubs in Germany coming up against each other. It was a game that actually interested a lot of people outside Germany because of the quality of the teams involved. Since then, Bayern have more or less kept their level with up and downs, but Dortmund haven't. And you only have to look at the results. You only have to look at the trophies that have since been all going Bayern's way to understand that this is not a game of equals. In a way, it's never been like that, because Bayern have always been the bigger side, the more successful side. Dortmund have managed to challenge them in the 90s, in the early 2000s, and then again in the early 10s. But since then, it's been too one-sided to, I think, quite generate the emotional response that it had at the time. And if you ask some German football fan, they would probably say the biggest derby is still Dortmund against Schalke, or Hamburg against Bremen, or Köln against Leverkusen, because of the way the things have gone. But of course, you look at those two teams, and despite everything we said about Dortmund's problems, this should still be the second best team in Germany. And Bayern still should be the first, not the second best team in Germany. So it's always going to create massive attention inside Germany, but it doesn't quite have the relevance and the sense of two quality teams clashing at the highest level that it had a few years ago.
Rafa, I want to ask a little bit. Charlie did a great job of detailing the gauntlet that Dortmund have coming up. Their competition for that fourth spot, RB Leipzig, yes, they haven't been consistent, but they've got Mainz, Freiburg, Wolfsburg, and Heidenheim before the April 27th match against Dortmund. It's very likely that Leipzig could be in fourth place and Dortmund could be in fifth come that time. Do you think that's the way it's going to settle down towards the end of the season? Who do you think has an advantage?
Well, as you said, I think Leipzig's fixture list is much more forgiving. They also don't have the distraction of the Champions League. the Champions League has saved Dortmund in a way, because those good results have bred a bit of confidence and have kept them going in this very undistinguished league form. For Leipzig, they're going to have to do it the other way, but I think it probably helps them to find a bit more consistency, a bit more rhythm. So I think Leipzig probably favorites to make fourth spot at this moment in time. And again, we come back to Dortmund having big problems, because not making the Champions League for them is a massive, massive hit. This is a team that either have to sell big players or at least be in the Champions League to keep things going, to keep their organic growth. There's no investor, there's no outside money coming in. Everything has to come in organically. And to miss out on 100 million, give or take, from the Champions League would be a big setback. Same for Leipzig. They need that money as well. They didn't expect to be in a situation. The reason why we're talking about these teams struggling is because Stuttgart, and to an extent Leverkusen, but Stuttgart even more so, have disrupted the hierarchy and the old existing order by having this amazing season. And that's put so much pressure on both Dortmund and Leipzig to scrape into the top four.
All right, Rafa, let's talk about the team at the very top. Bayer Leverkusen, still no losses in the Bundesliga on the season. They've got 8 matches remaining. 6 of those are against top teams. How do you see the rest of their season playing out? Are they going to go without a single loss, do you think?
It's possible. I mean, their fixture list is going to be quite spicy. They got West Ham, and then they have to go to Dortmund, then they have to go host Stuttgart, and they have to go to Eintracht Frankfurt. These are all games that they can lose. The problem is, it probably doesn't matter if they lose all these threes. The problem for Bayern, that is, because they need 5 wins out of the last 8 to be mathematically safe and sound. And that, of course, can, with the consideration that Bayern win everything. If Bayern drop a point here or there, then 4 wins might be enough, maybe 3. So it's going to be very, very hard, I think, for them not to win the title. And by the time they have this slightly more tricky run, they could be already out of sight. You know, Bayern drawing against Dortmund, which is definitely possible. Leverkusen win at the same time. Then it's 12 points. I mean, it's going to be very, very hard for Bayern to make that up, if not impossible. And I think Leverkusen can start celebrating. To give you a bit of an insight of how the conversation has changed in Leverkusen, is gone from will they win to, oh, we have a problem. We don't have a big enough balcony to celebrate with all the fans. Where is that balcony?
Hey, I like that.
That traditional place where you hold up the trophy in front of thousands of people, Leverkusen as a city doesn't really have that. So are we going to do it in the stadium? Are we going to be in front of the stadium? That seems to be a bigger concern at the moment. And I don't think it's arrogance. I think it's just being realistic at this point.
Rafa, if that happens, Xabi Alonso instantly becomes one of the biggest legends in Leverkusen history. Is it easier for him to stay with Leverkusen? Or is it a time for him to say, I'll make the move to Bayern Munich if that opportunity presents itself?
I don't think Xavi thinks about how it's going to be seen or what the fans think or how the media sees it. I think he will think, what can I do next season? If I win the double this year, if I perhaps even win the treble this year, I think both are realistic scenarios. Can I do better? Can I improve? Is it necessary for me as a coach to keep growing and have one more season in the Champions League? Or am I ready and should I leave after the perfect 2 years at Leverkusen? No one's going to ever do that again, probably in his lifetime, to win the double for Leverkusen. Isn't that the best time to say, you know what, my job is done here. I've done it all that is to do with this team and move on. My hunch is that Moy's going to be thinking more about having done the job. That's the perfect moment to leave. Yes, Leverkusen will be upset, but they'll be forever grateful and will build statues for him and name all the kids born in Leverkusen after Xabi in the next 10 years. So what else is there to achieve? I think it's more likely that he will move on thinking that's it. No more stars to take from the sky.
New aspirin,
certainly.
For Xabi Alonso.
Yeah, a lot of little Xabis running around there, and mic drop for him Xabi after what they've done this season. All right, Rafa, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. Always great chatting with you.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.